How can looking at God's creation help us learn more about Him? Hi there, my name is Emily Tenter, and welcome to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Just as we can study any piece of art and learn about the artist, we can do the same with God and His creation. Our story today explains what I mean. This one was written by Lizzie Joy and is called God's Nature. I recently planted sunflowers and realized the nature of the great outdoors reflects God's nature. Consider the seasons. There's an objective order to them. It's always hottest in the summer, and birds migrate to warmer places in the fall. There's a right and wrong time for things to happen. Yet, there's also a flexibility. For example, there aren't set days for sunflowers to bloom. Although it would be wrong for them to bloom in winter, because they would freeze, they could pop their heads up any day of midsummer or fall. This is a lot like God's commands. While His standards of righteousness are just and objective, there is more than one way to follow God faithfully. For example, God commands His people to honor their parents in Exodus 20, verse 12. Objectively, you shouldn't kill your parents or be otherwise hateful. But graciously, God doesn't say you have to serve them breakfast in bed every day to fulfill His command to honor parents. You might help fix their car instead. There's no one set way to show honor. But even so, we all break God's objective standards. We all sin. Yet, He has made it possible for us to receive a clean slate. God extends mercy to us through Jesus. Because Jesus paid for our sin by dying on the cross and rising from the dead, everyone who puts their trust in Him can be forgiven. Our sin separated us from God, but because of what Jesus has done, we can be with God again, our loving Creator who is both just and gracious. There are other touches of God's nature on earth. The relationship between husband and wife is meant to show how Jesus and the church love each other. Ephesians 5:21-33 tells us that. The relationship between parents and children is meant to show God's protection and nurturing. Matthew 7:9-11. Our thirst for water reminds us of our desperate need for God. Psalm 63:1. This whole world is meant to reflect and glorify God and remind us of His love. Sadly, it is broken with sin. And so the pictures it's supposed to paint are often distorted. Some spouses divorce. Some parents are abusive. Some water gets polluted. But this does not mean that God is not good or His love for us is not sure. Rather, these things all point to the tragedy of sin. As Christians, we know Jesus will one day return and make all things well, and we will see His glory in a whole new way. Psalm 19:1 says, "The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of His hands." So let's talk about this. How can looking at God's creation help us learn more about Him? Think of some parallels that you see in nature that reflect God's nature. The Bible has a lot to say on this topic. Check out in your Bible Job chapter 12, verses 7 through 10, and Romans 1, verse 20, to keep God's word alive in your life. Thanks so much for being here for this episode of Unlocked, a production of Keys for Kids Ministries. Keys for Kids is reader and listener supported, which means we rely on the generosity of friends just like you to keep Unlocked going strong. If you'd like to partner with us, you can make a financial gift on our website, unlocked.org/donate. And that is it for me. Thanks again for being here. Until next time, I'm Emily, encouraging you to live your life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.